10 months have passed since voters in India returned the Congress Party and its allies to power. In the decades since India won independence from Britain, the Congress Party has been dominated by strong prime ministers like Indira Gandhi and her son Rajiv. Now it is led by a former finance minister, 72-year-old Manmohan Singh, who is a reclusive workaholic. Seen as the power behind the throne is Rajiv's widow, the Italian-born Sonia Gandhi. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
They've been called the odd couple. Their critics painted him as an accomplished academic, but lacking the ruthlessness for the rough house of Indian politics. And she was accused of being a politically inexperienced know-nothing. Yet they've survived. In the days immediately following last May's election, Sonia's supporters gathered outside her New Delhi headquarters. As she was the one who led the Congress Party and its coalition to victory, they wanted her to take the Prime Minister's job. When she declined and put forward Singh, they were angry. But Harish Khare, political writer for the Hindu newspaper, says her decision actually appealed to many Indians.
India has respected people who give up power. Buddha is one example. Gandhi would be another example. No ruler in the last 1,000 years has said, of course, the throne is mine, but I don't want to sit on it. I'll give it to somebody else.
In fact, Sonia Gandhi hasn't really given up power so much as chosen to exercise it at one remove. She's president of the Congress Party and is responsible for keeping the 16-party ruling coalition together. And it's Sonia Gandhi, rather than Singh, who dominates the center stage in times of emergency. After the tsunami hit, killing thousands in South India, she headed for the disaster zone first.
Hello. Haji.
In his New Delhi office, Jairam Ramesh, chief economics advisor to the Congress Party, fields phone call after phone call. He works closely with Sonia Gandhi and Manmohan Singh. Some see the pair as remote, but he says that doesn't matter.
They have other qualities which make up for the lack of charisma, perhaps, which is that they derive their strength, you know, not from allegiance to one of these small parts of India, whether it is religion, caste, region or language, but from a certain pan-Indianness.
Ramesh says the two have shared out duties so that the Prime Minister is more effective because he's spared from wasting time on politicking.
The mass politics role mantle has been taken on by Mrs. Sonia Gandhi, and the governance role, the administration role, has been taken on by Dr. Manmohan Singh. There are a few parallels of this anywhere. There are no parallels in India. Certainly there are no parallels, very few parallels in the rest of the world.
But who has the final say in decisions? Opinions on this do differ. Pratap Bahanu Mehta, president of the Centre for Policy Research in New Delhi.
Nobody actually knows what Sonia Gandhi's policy views are. And in that sense, she still remains quite inscrutable. But there is no doubt in anybody's mind that if Mrs. Gandhi vetoes a policy, the veto stands.
I will be the last one to deny that we have achieved everything. I recognize we have miles to go, but we will persevere and we shall overcome.
In Parliament, Singh repeats his message that his mission is, above all, about overhauling India's economy. Mehta says that's his strong point. What he's less good at is getting others to enact his reforms.
What he's less effective at is really admonishing people who need to be admonished within the Congress Party, some of his ministerial colleagues, to actually get on with the job. And I mean, I suspect when it comes to taking tough decisions like administrative reform and setting the house of the Indian state in order, those qualities of firmness will be required even more. And there's no evidence as yet that he's willing to exercise that power.
Setting the house of the Indian state in order is a monumental task. A quarter of India's population remains profoundly poor. Government is riddled with corruption and massively overmanned, and the judiciary slow and inefficient. And after a lengthy honeymoon, Mrs. Gandhi and her Prime Minister have, for the first time, run into political flak at home. Their government's being criticised for trying to install supporters in the leadership in several Indian states without a mandate. Political opponents see this as evidence Sonia Gandhi, like her mother-in-law Indira, has autocratic tendencies. Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, senior member of the largest opposition party, the BJP, says the power she wields in government is unconstitutional.
Because
Sonia Gandhi ji is running whole government and policies of the Sonia Gandhi is always dominating in the government. I'm not saying about the policy of Congress party, but the policy of the individual.
But overall, the Odd Couple's been winning approval.